Okay. I don't know what to say.
That is a great start. That is a fantastic start.
I guess we've started. Welcome to Certain Sounds. My name is Cam. From our nation's capital, we have Alex. Alex, can you hear me?
Yep. Right here from Canberra.
I like the delay that wasn't there when we were talking normally, but then somehow true. It became a delay.
True. But what I'm sure people can deal with that.
Well, I'm editing it, so yeah, I guess I'll have.
Yeah. Well, reporting live from the nation's capital.
Yeah, how is our new Prime Minister?
Well, he's well. He's been seen having breakfast around, what's the lake called? Burley Griffin.
Yeah, I don't know because I don't live in Canberra, so.
No one knows.
So you may be asking what qualifies us to have a music podcast. Okay, so our first song is Wonderland by Bag Raiders. Bag Raiders, of course, Australian outfit. This song is a bit of a departure from their earlier stuff. I'd say it's a bit more Rufus-y, a bit more 2015, as opposed to like some of the early stuff like Turbo Love, that sort of thing.
That was Ocean Drive by Duke Dumont. I actually don't know a lot about this song, Cameron. Tell us some more. What is it about Duke Dumont that we should care about?
You've put me on the spot. The only bit of Duke Dumont...
Shit.
The only bit of Duke Dumont trivia I know is that his job used to be making those polyphonic ringtones for the old dumb phones, like old Nokia phones. He used to...
Are you kidding?
No, he used to... That was his job. He used to like recreate them in like MIDI form and then... yeah, so that's that guy. Whenever you think of Crazy Frog, think of Duke Dumont.
Oh, what a terrible song. I can't think of anything worse.
good. So Alex, it's time for your track of the week.
Pick of the week. Well, I am in love with Seasons by Future Islands. Currently touring Australia, or touring Australia in November, I can't remember. But I'm sure that everybody...
If you came to Certain Sounds for the music news, you've come to the wrong place, unfortunately.
The only thing that is certain here is that we actually really like these songs, but we don't know anything else about them.
Well, half of us at least like one of the songs we're playing. So.
But I'm pretty sure they're touring between now and the next 6 months. It is around that time, but apparently they're fantastic, according to Triple J, in terms of their live shows, but the songs are amazing. So here we go, Seasons by Future Islands. If you're just joining us, that was Certain Sounds.
Wait, no. If you're just joining us halfway through a podcast.
Halfway through a podcast.
Alex, I don't know if you don't realize this is one, not live, and two, not a radio show.
See, my problem is I've only done radio, but who knows? Maybe people just download and go, okay, 30 seconds in, what's going on? And if you've just joined us, that was Seasons Change by Future Islands.
No, that's not the name of the song either. It's Seasons Waiting on You by Future Islands.
Okay, well, not only do I not know if they're touring or not, I don't know the name of this song, despite the fact that I really like it. But fun fact for our listeners, go on YouTube, YouTube, Future Islands, David Letterman. Fantastic show. An amazing, amazing show. And the main guy.
In video when you're saying show, right?
Yeah, whatever his name is, the main guy from Future Islands. He does an incredible performance, resembling a dragon, in my opinion. And it's something that you got to watch. I think it's one of the best David Letterman performances that have... that whatever. And...
You just ran out of words there, or something.
Well, everyone runs out of words. Words are not infinite, Cameron. Closely second to Courtney Love's performance on David Letterman, I think. But that's just
great.
My opinion.
Alex's pick of the week. I was mentioning before the podcast when Alex sent me his songs, why so many of his songs were from last year, considering it's 9 months into this year, but that's okay.
Are they actually? Oh,
it's a good
are.
Song.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is from 2014. Oh, it's probably earlier. I'm sure the single came out before then.
Oh, God.
That's all right. Let's not judge.
What is time?
What is time? Yeah, as you said, time is infinite. So my pick of the week is by Jeremy Neal, who is a Brisbane-based artist. You've probably heard some of his other stuff. I don't think it ever made the Hottest 100, so it's not like super mainstream, but he does get a bit of Triple J love. This one is The Love Calling by Jeremy Neal. You fall out of time. Is that the ring you've spoken of? Though it does seem enchanting, but wait till the morning is clear to us that you can't be spoken. Be open, it's clear to us that you might have to be my love calling. Clear to us that you can't be spoken, can't be open. It's clear to us that you might have to be my love calling. Compromise you'd spoken of, and it had seemed enchanting, but now it's the morning. It's clear to us that you can't be spoken, can't be open. It's clear to us that you might have to be my love calling. It's clear to us that you can't. Oh, That was The Love Calling by Jeremy Neal. What did you think of that, Alex?
Not bad, not bad. Really liked it, actually. It reminds me of Sexual Healing, but that could just be me. Who knows?
That's funny. I've never heard you say that before.
We haven't done this bit like 5 times already.
No, the audio didn't cut out for no reason whatsoever. Fun fact about Jeremy Neal, he has an amazing Facebook page. He curates it himself. A lot of it is just memes with his head superimposed on it. But definitely worth checking out. I think it's just Jeremy Neal music or Jezza Neal music or something like that.
Nice, nice. What's next up, Cameron?
I was just about to ask you what's next.
Oh, God. We don't know what's next.
We're going to play Abrasive, right?
I was going to say the same thing. Abrasive. We'll be right back.
I'm going 60 in my life. 60 in my life. Going 60 in my life. 60 in my life. Going 60 in my life. 60 in my life. Going 60 in my life. 60 in my life. Yeah. 60 in my life. Super speed in my life. Going 60 in my life. Super speed in my life. Going 60 in my life. Super speed in my life. Going 60 in my life.
So that was Super Speed by Lido. Or is it Lido, Cameron? I actually don't know.
I'm not sure, but Cam Blaster also deserves a shout-out.
Yeah. Fantastic album by Lido, or Lido, whatever his name is. We actually don't know anything about the songs. We just play songs and hope that people will listen and like it. But up next, what do we got? What am I listening to?
This is All Hands on Deck by Tina Shee. This is the Draftage remix. Draftage is on Diplo's label, I'm pretty sure. This is a pretty bit of a hashtag banger, I would say. The hashtag banger of the week.
Hashtag banger, right here.
Hashtag banger.
You're listening to Certain Sounds.
All Hands on Deck by Tina Shee, the Draftage remix. A little correction on that hashtag banger. Draftage is actually signed to Fool's Gold, not whatever Diplo's label is. Probably something like Thought Over There or something.
Mad Decent.
Yeah, that's the one. Mad Decent.
Yeah. Enjoyed it. Not bad. Yeah, this is a journey of discovery for me.
Yeah, because we don't talk that often. This is our little throwback segment where we play songs that are meant to be a bit old, but I'm pretty sure both of these songs are more recent than Seasons by Future Island, but that's okay.
Well, really? Wow.
Yeah, doesn't that make you feel like a terrible radio host?
Yeah, I actually don't listen to music ever. So I'm the most apt person to be making this.
Fantastic. Well, should we listen to Trap Queen by Fetty Wap first?
Oh, yeah,
Have you listened to the song, Alex? Do you like this song?
I have never listened to this song. What is it about Fetty Wap that I should like?
He had glaucoma in both eyes, and I think he lost one of his eyes. And like, ooh, it's just like a glass white ball in one of his eyes.
Oh my god, I'm seeing it right now.
Yeah, shit. It's kind of freaky.
Everything that the audience can't see right now.
Well, they can look it up if they really want to. So this is Trap Queen, Fetty Wap, take us away.
1738, I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Since your pretty ass, soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip and now she remixing for low. She my Trap Queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch how far them bands go. We just set a goal, talking matching Lambos. I fit the 60 grand.
That was Trap Queen by Fetty Wap. Alex, what did you think?
Didn't like it.
I don't know why I asked you what you think, because I don't really care.
Oh, man.
These are one of those questions that you ask and you realize that you don't give a fuck about the answer.
Not again.
You immediately realize.
I feel like I do that with a lot of people. I ask a question and then I immediately realize I don't really care what their answer is, so I stop listening, and that's a bad habit. Either way, that was Certain Sounds, episode 1. Or episode 0. Maybe episode 0. Who knows? There could be many episode 0s before you, dear listener, is listening to this.
Well, thank you for joining us, guys. That was Certain Sounds, and I guess we'll catch up next week.
Yeah, I'll talk to you soon.